Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 24th day of May 2026. And this is your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7TW, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by The Digital Group, MF and HF Relays, 476 kHz trial transmission in the northwest by Brenton, VK7HP, 1.860 MHz Any Takers, 3.670 MHz Gary, VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz Dale, VK7DG, 14.130 MHz Ross, VK7ALH, 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB24 by Mark, VK7FMAC, and HF CB24 by Luke. Missed it live? Catch the replay. Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. And WIA News 2.3 GHz usage. As heard on the WIA News and various social media channels, the WIA is looking to gain an understanding of the usage of the 2300 to 2302 MHz part of the 13 centimetre band within Australia. If you are an amateur radio operator who currently uses this band or are looking to use this band, can you please let us know the following information? What amateur services are you currently operating in the 2300 to 2302 MHz band and an idea of the typical configuration details? Locations, geographical areas where the spectrum is being actively used. Please email yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, who leads the WIA Spectrum Strategy Committee, at email justingc, all one word, at ozemail.com.au, and by the end of May, please. Thanks from yours truly. Tassie Hamicon Radio Conference bookings are open. The theme of the Tassie Hamicon 2026 is Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection. A nod to the experimental DNA of amateur radio, where learning meets invention and curiosity drives everything forward. This year's conference is all about moving beyond nostalgia and building what comes next. It brings together amateurs, experimenters, educators and storytellers for a fully catered weekend of practical learning, creative collaboration and ideas that actually go somewhere. The program is built around four key streams: Hack the Mind, Exploring Education and Learning Futures; Hack the System, Diving into Ingenuity and Experimentation; Hack the Culture, Focused on Engagement and Connection; and Hack the Future, Tackling Leadership and Purpose. The preliminary program is online and bookings are now open. It all happens Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre at UTAS Sandy Bay, with pre- and post-conference events in the works. Keep an eye on the conference website for more details as they roll out. 73 from the conference organising group. And WWFF SOTA, POTA, LOLOTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Now, POTA mapping representatives have begun adding water management areas as activatable references across VK. A water management area is defined as a lake, reservoir or dam managed by local, state or federal government authorities. The activation zone for a water management area includes the terrestrial perimeter at the 100% water capacity, along with associated infrastructure such as dam walls, surrounding grassland and car parks. VK7 is fortunate to have an abundance of lakes, reservoirs and dams, many located in some truly spectacular areas. So far, 21 water management area references have been added across the state. This initial references have been distributed across multiple regions to ensure most operators have access to one within reasonable distance of their QTH. More references will be added over the coming months, and if you should know of a lake, reservoir or dam that fits the criteria and should be added, and your patience level for seeing it added is lower than your SWR, send Matt, VK7MAT, an email with the details. Only one activation to report this week, with Hayden, VK7HH, heading out to activate Mount Arthur, a summit standing at 1188 metres near Launceston. Operating on 146.500 FM, Hayden successfully made 5 contacts from the summit, and that's a wrap for this week. Hope to catch you on the air soon from, and that's 73, from Matt, VK7, Mike Alpha Tango. And statewide SSTV nights. A quiet night that saw the following participants, VK7's AX, EV, ZAB, OO and ZIR, all sharing 40 photos. The main themes were cute pets, bridges and yachts, radio checkpoints, base setup and a glorious sunset at the recent Bakers Beach horse ride event. Some horsing around and memory of the good old days. Other highlights were PA3EKI's impressive radio shack, a Tassie Devil from the Netherlands, wild Collingwood supporters, an old RF preamp from the Coin Ridge monitoring station, and a modern single chip equivalent, and instructions on how to open a glass door. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with PA3EKI and PD0OKP in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. And note Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on the page almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, then there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's website or on the NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the north. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group and the Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And last technical night following the Reese presentation, a few items still managed to make it in for a quick show and tell. Colin VK7ZCF brought along a newly constructed dual-band coaxial antenna he's been experimenting with. The design is based on a guide published by Frank Bremer, PA0FBK, for a 2-metre 70cm antenna made entirely from RG58 coaxial cable. It states that, in principle, it is a variant of a J-pole and reportedly provides a good match at 50 ohms on both bands. Visually, the main element resembles a coaxial collinear, with every second braid section removed to form the radiating segments. A tuning stub, essentially a shortened length of coax, shortened at the end, is also connected in parallel with the feed point to help achieve proper resonance. Colin's finished antenna is approximately 1200 millimetres long, with a radiating section running up the 6 millimetre internal bore of a 10 millimetre fiberglass tube. Because the fiberglass rod is only available in 1 metre lengths, Colin 3D printed a joiner so he could add an extra section of tube, and he also printed a base assembly to house the tuning stub and provide a mounting point for the SO239 RF connector. It will be interesting to see how Collins' version of this unusual design performs once it is frequency swept for its performance. Now, here's one for the toolbox. Colin also brought along a set of three 120mm long nose tweezers, available in straight, offset and curved jaw styles. They are reverse action tweezers, often called crossover spring tweezers, meaning you squeeze to open them and release to hold to close and hold. They feature robust stainless steel handles fitted with anti-static high-temperature ceramic jaws, and the jaws are screwed on, making them easy to replace when needed. This design also makes them ideal for holding some components during soldering, as the ceramic tips don't wick away the heat from the joint. They're very similar to the German-made Niplex versions, but without the $100-plus price tag per tweezer. If you follow the club Discord, you will have noticed a post in the #building-testing by Hayden VK7HH. Over the past month, he has been assembling a mesh core repeater, and with the assistance of Nick VK7NIK, the pair headed up to Mount Arthur to install it on the top of the old Way FM wind turbine tower last weekend. The repeater is now operating, and with luck, this will mark the beginning of a north-south mesh link. Early days, but promising, and I encourage readers to watch the video Hayden posted on his Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. It provides an excellent look at what members physically endure when carrying out any kind of work on Mount Arthur in support of amateur radio. I understand that there has also been time for a SOTA activation and a few QSOs. Whether that was the main mission, the excuse, or simply a reward for the spectacular views is left to your imagination, Hi Hi. While we were on the subject of mesh core, let's have an update on the happenings for the Greater Hobart region, including some very interesting experimentation on the mainland. With the latest software release 1.15, there is a new preset of Australian mid or medium that addresses the limited range and minimises some of the LoRa interference issues. This may help locally, as Launceston was an early adopter and is a heavy user of the LoRaWAN IoT technology. Therefore, it is time to experiment again. After all, that's what the hobby is all about. So in the coming weeks, we will be trialling the various Australian preset bandwidth modes on some of the repeaters and companions. This will give a direct AB comparison of the RF links using the same hardware. Another initial test and measurement over the past few days, we have noted the following not insignificant differences. And I quote, an excellent increase in range for narrowband users and no loss of range for wideband users. A tangible improvement in signal-to-noise and random desensitization, and also a much quicker user feel and faster messaging. Watch this space for further updates, and if you are interested, check the links on the text version of this broadcast. And as usual, we have available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And up-and-coming events. On-air test and technical net sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. 8:30 p.m, sorry. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And Club Room's Technical Night, the next session will be this Wednesday, the 27th of May, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room's Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. And all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. This and 73 from Stefan VK7ZSB, the Secretary of Intark Inc. And news from the Northwest. Sunday broadcast to be transmitted on 476 kilohertz. Club member Brenton, VK7HP, whose QTH is at Melrose in the Northwest, has designed and manufactured a 476 kilohertz valve transmitter. The unit was tested during the week and received in Ulverston and at Devonport quite strong. Considering the two receiving stations were using antennas whose lowest operating frequency was 80 metres. This Sunday, Brenton will trial transmitting the WIA broadcast on 476 kHz, so if you have the time and capability, please listen in. And Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. The next meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 6th of June, at the usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items of show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. We have at least two members bringing along interesting items for show and tell at the meeting. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have tea and coffee available for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer, NWTARC, Inc. And news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania June presentation. Well, let's move further up the electromagnetic spectrum to light and astrophotography. June's presentation night is set to lift our eyes well beyond the shack and into the cosmos, as Lisa VK7SGZ takes us on an inspiring tour through the art and science of astrophotography. Humans looked up at the night sky and collectively decided, I should spend thousands of dollars photographing invisible gas clouds for 6 hours at a time. Lisa will share how she became involved in capturing deep space objects, including nebula, galaxies and star clusters, and explain the equipment and techniques used to produce these extraordinary images. From telescopes, mounts and cameras through to image stacking, filters and signal processing, the presentation will reveal what it takes to transform faint signals from the night sky into breathtaking final photographs. Many of the images involve multiple nights of patient data collection, careful calibration and detailed post-processing, blending technology, experimentation and persistence into spectacular results captured under Tasmania's dark southern skies. Whether you're interested in astronomy, radio, electronics, computing or simply the wonder of the universe, this will be a fascinating and visually stunning evening. Wednesday, June the 3rd, from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed online. See you there from the Rees Committee. And June Forum Night, the DMR code plugs and programming. The June Rees Forum Night is diving into the world of DMR code plugs, radio programming and hotspots on Wednesday the 10th of June from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed online. If you've ever stared at CPS software wondering why your radio is suddenly talking to Kazakhstan and not the local repeater, this night is for you. We'll take you through the fundamentals of DMR programming, explain what co-plugs actually are, how zones, talk groups and channels fit together, and how to configure both radios and hotspots for practical everyday operation. Whether you are completely new to DMR or looking to clean up and better understand your existing setup, this session will include some practical demonstrations, programming tips, common mistakes, and plenty of opportunity for questions and discussion. Bring along your radio hotspot, a laptop, or just your curiosity. Everyone's welcome, 73 from the Rees Committee. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Okay, Reece, training and assessment update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Well, Reece has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. Key dates, standard, advanced and regulations assessment will be held alternate months, and the next one is coming up on the 30th of May 2026. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months, with the next one being Saturday the 27th of June 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reece events page. And do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Well, email reece.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reece YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reece is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And RF history news. World War II, TXRX leakage and injection. Well, RF engineer Suriel Hodison posted a fascinating World War II story. I was reminded today of one of the greatest RF stories of World War II. Because of leakage and injection locking phenomena I have seen on my RF power amplifier Class E board during lab testing. Now, during the Battle of the Atlantic, German U-boats started getting destroyed at an alarming rate during night operations. Submarines that once felt safe on the ocean surface suddenly found Allied aircraft appearing out of nowhere, illuminating them with searchlights and attacking before crews even understood what was happening. The Germans responded with one of the earliest practical electronic warfare systems ever deployed at scale, a radar warning receiver called a Metrox. The idea was simple: listen for Allied radar transmissions and dive immediately once radar energy is detected. For a while it worked beautifully, then suddenly it stopped working. U-boats began dying again, even while carrying out active Metrox receivers. Aircraft were somehow still finding them in complete darkness, and panic spread through German command. Unknown to the Germans, the Allies had secretly deployed a revolutionary new microwave radar based on a cavity magnetron technology. The new centimetric radar operated at wavelengths the Metrox simply could not detect. But here is where the RF legend begins. The Germans became convinced that Allied aircraft were detecting leakage from the local oscillator inside the Metrox receivers themselves. From an RF engineering perspective, this was not a crazy theory. Every superheterodyne receiver leaks a little. Local oscillators escape through shielding imperfections, traces, grounding paths, mixes, non-linearities, and antenna coupling. Every receiver talks back, even when it's supposed to remain silent. That is what made the story so psychologically devastating. The theory was technically believable. The Germans feared their own radar detector had become an RF beacon, helping Allied bombers locate them across the Atlantic Ocean. Eventually, use of the Metrox was restricted, and many submarines became electronically blind, while the real Allied secret, the centimetric microwave radar, remained hidden. Whether the leakage story was fully planted by British deception operations or partially generated by German paranoia is still debated by historians, but RF systems are alive. Transmitters radiate when they should not. Receivers leak when they should be silent. Oscillators couple into places that they were never intended to reach, and injection locking appears unexpectedly. Ground currents find hidden paths, and physics never forgets arrogance. And sometimes the most dangerous signals in the world is the one that you never intended to transmit. Most people think World War II was fought with bullets and steel. Well, RF engineers know better. It was fought with magnetrons, waveguides, mixers, antennas, superheterodynes, cavity resonators, propagation and spectrum awareness. And that was written by Suriel Hodizan and sourced from the LinkedIn website. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAFRJG from 7:30 p.m. in the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG during the net. And a statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast. Call back on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 until 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7, a Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Nights, Wednesday the 27th of May from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net 144.190 USB. And VK7 events, Reist the 3rd of June, astrophotography with Lisa VK7 SGZ, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. NWTARC 6th of June club meeting from 1:30 p.m. in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist the 10th of June, Forum Night DMR programming, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. VK, 7th and 8th of November, the Tassie Hamicon Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. The newsreader VK7 ZIR. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7's AXJH and DC. 160 metres VK7 GS, 80 metres VK7 ALH, 40 metres VK7 JGD, 20 metres VK7 TW, 10 metres VK7 DG, UHF CB24 and HF CB24 VK7 FMAC and Luke, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by the Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you have missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 at Tangled Whiskers, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.